Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Miller. Pitching for the New York Giants, Stu Miller. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Shandy Anst moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to second. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a fly ball into right field. Virgil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall juggles the ball. That's an error on Nuxhall. Spencer moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Nuxhall moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shane D'Anst strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Virgil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Kluszewski moves to third. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cat for a passed ball. Kluszewski scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Cat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0 for 1 in the game. Cat strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Giants, 1. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0-for-1 in the game. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-2 in the game. Catt hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got one RBI. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 2 in the game. Grammas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Grammas reaches second base with a double. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grammas scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Marv Grissom now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Nuxhall moves to second. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst misplays the ball. That's an error on Shane Dienst. Kluszewski moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. Bailey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Reds. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grammas hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shandienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandienst is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Shandienst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 3 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Raycat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rhodes for the out. Sauer moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Virgil moves to second. It's 5-4, Reds. Don Mueller pinch hits for Johnny Antonelli. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Reds will come to bat. Wes Westrum now catching. Al Worthington now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Klusowski hits a fly ball into right field. Virgil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Wally Post. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing right field. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 4 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Shandienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandienst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shandienst hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.